Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Glory to God. Turn to Luke chapter 4. The Word of God is alive. And in this season, and with visiting, you don't feel any yoke or anything, but this is these few days are kind of special for us as a community because we get together, and these are special days that I devote to watching the Food Channel. My only regret is that when we got together, Bonnie was just barely 19 when we got engaged, but she got married. I had just started the last three years. It was just a gift to fast. And the Lord, I started fasting and saw some major breakthroughs. Some of those adventures was this I worked for a state institution that had just 700, it was like a hospital, but it was for severely autistic children. His parents could not take care of them, and the government take charge. And I had special training to work in a special way with some of the children. But the yokes that they carried, people who were crippled, people who were molesters, the Lord said, fast for them. And as I would fast specifically, I would see major deliverances. Literally, as I would pray for them, bodies would be thrown as the demonic powers were broken. The Lord started tutoring me, but there was great grace. And then I feel like there is grace over us to fast and pray. But this is God's nuclear weapon, that from time to time we have to clear the air. And it's important to cover marriages, to cover people. And it's amazing how many breakthroughs God has given us. One of the classic experiences we as a body had some years ago was there was a family with us that had beautiful sons, but one suddenly got afflicted by Tourette's syndrome. And Tourette's is a horrible nerve disease that it's incurable. And people suddenly burst into the most horrible language, and then they become normal, but suddenly they have no control. And so they cannot be in regular school. They're expelled, not expelled, but they can't. They say, sorry, we can't have this. So that was what it did. Was this young man who was in high school was getting it severely. And the Lord told us to basically, specifically, we told the family, we're going to do a specific 21-day fast in this church to see his deliverance. And as we ended the 21-day fast, that he was being seen by, there aren't that many experts in the United States on Tourette's syndrome. And he had an appointment to see about the end of our fast, and to have an appointment with this doctor, a female doctor. She was the specialist in Charleston. And when they went to see, was the time we ended the 21-day fast. And she kept him for a certain length of time, enough for the Tourette's to manifest several times. And it did not manifest one time. Basically, he got totally delivered from that. So we saw that the words of Jesus, this thing does not come out except through prayer and fasting, that it worked. This was true. And so many, people who were under addiction, from cocaine to all kinds of weird stuff, the yokes are broken. So we have often turned, because we have turned away from the Lord many times, that the only answer is taking pills, is the only answer for a lot of psychologists, psychiatrists. But they're finding out many of these pills will goof people up, that sometimes they'll do as much harm. So we are choosing, and we choose to seek the Lord and say, God, first we seek you for deliverance, for healing, for restoration. So it is that. So this is a season. It's very precious, but we are praying in this. Usually we have a 40-day, but we're going to do that next year. But among the priorities, there are certain agendas we have for a corporate fast. One of them is to lay in prayer a groundwork for our elections next year. That it's going to be very, very important who becomes president, whether we will stay on this pathway of prosperity and restoration, or whether we go towards the pathway of socialism or eventually communism. It depends. We have to bind the spirit of witchcraft and sorcery and antichrist and release the spirit of Christ. So these are all important, child. We want, of course, we're going to pray and cover every family. And if you have specific requests, write them down. And there are places that out there you can put them, or by on the World Wide Web, I think we have a place where you can send your prayer request. You don't have to write your full name down. You can want to keep it private, that's fine. Or if you want to write a private letter and give it to us, we will really agree. We have a specific time. We take the prayer request. If you're here, you've seen a big, thick envelope that we hang, and pray and agree together for miracles. We believe in prayer. We believe in miracles. We believe God answers prayer. So in that context, then, here I want to just a little bit more guidance on this. And we are welcoming a miracle atmosphere, and we are welcoming angelic activity. So I've shared about angels last few weeks. I believe they are more active with us this season than in many other years, that this is a year of angelic activity, a lot of it, that they're bringing answers to prayer from the throne of glory, right there from the presence of the Lord. But in Luke chapter 4, it says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit. Being filled by the Spirit. Say, filled. Then returned from the Jordan, was led by the Spirit. Say, led. So see the different stages here. He gets the infilling. But he goes on from there. Return. Jesus is our ultimate example. He returned from the Jordan, and then, so that's where he was baptized, if you remember, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Say, led. Okay. Being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days, he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. So this is relating his experience of his starting his ministry. How did he start? He started being filled with the Spirit, being led by the Spirit, and being led into what? Into the wilderness to do what? To fast and pray. So we are, when we say, we're not trying to earn something when we going to the Lord and fast a little bit. It's just everything from God is by grace. So, you know, but it helps. Then I wondered, why did the Lord tell me, and I did a lot of it. I was not earning anything because Jesus earned it all. Jesus did it all on the cross. But I felt like I was, my pipes were being cleaned that so that the anointing could flow more easily. We get junk, all kinds of junk in our pipes. And as we fast and pray, your pipes, that's one of the ways I found out that, how many of you want to be anointing? You want the anointing. Say, I want more. So you will. Some of the junk that we collect, we get a cleansing. So more, God can pour more through you. So here is the process. And what I find, by the way, the reason I'm just sharing a few of these thoughts here today is that this fast has an anointing and a grace that it'll give you more of an ability to pray in the Spirit and get more anointing flowing through your life. That this is one of the aspects of this particular fast, the last few days. I'm finding it tremendous grace to pray in the Spirit. And it'll be a good exercise as you have. Take some time every day if you can, a little bit more time than the last few months as we start praying the Spirit. And if your daughter needs a breakthrough, or your child, or your business, pray in the Spirit. You'll find more authority for restoration, for miracles and breakthroughs. Claim miracles. This is, and don't, sometimes when the answer does not come immediately, don't give up. There is certain things, there is a certain time for the release of the answer. You just be in faith and believe it is coming. Tell your neighbor, it is coming. You may not know what they're praying for, but it is coming. You can prophesy over them. The provision is coming. The answer is coming. The direction you need is coming. Especially, by the way, direction is, if you don't have direction, one of the special things you can do for direction, supernatural, is pray and fast. You find that Ezra, as you look up the fast, corporate fast in Ezra, we didn't know what to do or how to go or where to go, but we prayed to our God, and He led us. So, it says in Romans 8:14, those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the Son of God. Well, how am I led? Well, I would say one of the disciplines is to develop a discipline by fasting. You can do just, okay, today, this Monday, every Monday, I'm going to eat salads and no meat. Some people who have never been around this kind of culture or been around this kind of teaching, they would think, and the devil will tell you, if I fast, I will die. I got to eat breakfast, otherwise I'll drop dead. No. Your body will do just fine. In fact, most of us can do with a little bit of not. But there are different kinds of fast. Daniel is a model for not eating meat, but eating vegetables or beans, salads. So, but those who are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Zechariah 4:6 says, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. So that may be a good word for many of us, that we can say, shall I do this? Or maybe I can do this. If I can manipulate this situation, then I can get the answer. And God says, relax. So look at me. Seek my face. Pray. Give thanks. Maybe fast. I had the grace. I'm just now giving a personal journey. That here I had a mentor and teacher named Brother Derek Prince, very close. But at the drop of a hat, basically, I mean, I would make up my mind. Usually on January the 2nd, I would go on a 40-day fast. This I did for nearly 23 years. And it didn't bother me at all. Brother Derek Prince, who was my senior elder, he said, Mahesh, I'm almost jealous of you. He could not fast. Physically, he couldn't do. The longest fast he ever went on was 14 days. So even that almost killed him, he said. But he could do a one-day fast per week. But if you say, okay, Monday is my day, I will not eat breakfast, I will drink a V8. Drink juice for lunch and breakfast, and then have an evening meal. God will honor that as a fast. So there are different ways you can fast and pray. Just don't think you don't have the ability to it. But since we have this season, that's why I'm talking about it, that we'll take note. Is there a certain thing you are claiming? Some here, you may be claiming a particular job in where you're employed, or you want a promotion and a breakthrough, or you're praying that your child will pass a certain test. We can specifically claim certain breakthroughs. I want to start a business. Lord, I'm dedicating this fast. Give us grace for a breakthrough there. Anyway, God would say, from Zechariah 4:6, might and power, human might and human power cannot do what has to be done. It is only the power of the Holy Spirit. So during this time, if you take some time, even if it's a one day per week, it was important, I felt, around us to lay a groundwork. Next, you will see shenanigans and tricks and acts of brazenness and fraud and all of that. That's going to get more intense. Keep our eyes and focus on the Lord and not get distracted. I'm praying that God will keep us prospering and being a friend of Israel. That's one of the keys to keep on prospering. If we have a lot of loud voices against Israel that I feel like is demonic, and we're going to bind that. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if we want to mature, Romans 8 tells us one of the main pathways of maturity is be led by the Spirit, and the Lord will help you mature as you hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. And me go to Gospel of John. Sorry, this is okay. John 16, verse 7. Here's about the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus saying, "But now I go away to him who sent me. None of you ask me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, that's the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, or judgment." And then verse 13, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take up what is mine, declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said to you, he will take of mine and declare it to you." So here Jesus says that it is better that I go so that Holy Spirit can come. Jesus, one person, is God. But the Holy Spirit is God Almighty, who can be with all of us and speak. His voice can speak to us. But realize, when he, the Spirit, comes, it's a person. Say, the Holy Spirit is a person. So it's three: Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And here, the words of Jesus to tell us, it's better that he go so he can send the person of the Holy Spirit. That's how it was supposed to work. Jesus, one person, sent the Holy Spirit, another person, to take his place. So it was to our advantage that he go. Jesus uses the pronoun he for the Holy Spirit. So it gives you clarification. And this is one of my favorites. Wherever I go, I always end up quoting it one way or the other. It's 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's when I started singing many years ago in a big tent, and the glory cloud came and stayed. And it's on YouTube. But about 40 minutes, the pillar and the cloudy presence stayed with us, and it was pictured. You know, all kinds of stuff, glory stuff, started falling out. But that's where I sang, "Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being metamorphosed, transformed from glory to glory." So each is Lord, Father. Now the Lord is the Spirit. So that is, the Holy Spirit is Lord, he's God. Father is God. Jesus is God. Three in one. It's a mystery. The main thing is, as we talk things about the Holy Spirit, is to have as much reverence for the Holy Spirit. Inadvertently, we think Holy Spirit is a junior partner. He is just as equal to Jesus and the Father. So three in one. We have access in the Son through the Spirit to the Father. And it's like we being married. My children, as they were growing up, they knew how to get around the mommy. They would sneakily tell me, "Daddy, can I have this?" And I said, "Of course." And then they knew mommy would have said no. Mommy had no problem saying no. Father was, "Whatever you want, fine." it was, you know, I mean, it was like living in a different territory. The dragon lived in that area. No, don't tell Bonnie, please. But it's equal, really. I mean, in our house, it's the same thing. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I believe. But the Holy Spirit is pictured in John. Chapter 1, it says in verse, John chapter 1, verse 29. And I wanted to focus, part of the fast was just to get closer to the triune being, get closer to the Holy Spirit. It says, the next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the whole world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. I did not know him, but he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God. So here, John the Baptist, and I see the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. So Jesus, and also he contrasts himself, John the Baptist, baptized in water. But there is one greater than me who is coming, who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. That's Jesus. So, and he's releasing. I mean, that's awesome. The Spirit is being released. And by the way, behold the Lamb of God. So that's, he is another aspect of, reveals the key to revival for us in personally in our lives and corporately, that on whom you see the Spirit descending like a dove. So the Holy Spirit is pictured as a dove. So you can see how the dove is gentle. It's how do you keep the dove around you? Don't scare the dove. Don't make any scary noises. And that's the way on whom it says here, and it gives us one of the keys to revival, on whom you see the Spirit descend. Those two words I often teach where I'm traveling about revival. Descend, say descend, and remain. So if you want the Spirit of revival to stay with you, you've got to have the dove, not just descend. There are times where we have the Holy Spirit comes, but don't act in such a way. There are certain things that would make the Holy Spirit go away. You want the Spirit to descend. And then as he stays, you will find tremendous grace. You will see, you will be able to have, just as you want to share the gospel with other people, or as a church, or as someone thrusting out the word of evangelism. The Spirit we must carry is the Spirit of a lamb. So the dove descends. Who does the dove descend on? On the lamb. Its lamb is as pictured as humble, as a servant's heart. That's Jesus. on whom? So if you want long term, the dove to descend on you. I want the Holy Spirit, Lord, to stay with me. Then I must cultivate the spirit of the Lamb. It's humility. It's a life laid down in sacrifice. Basically, it's servanthood. Jesus says, I came as a servant. The one who wants to follow me must be servant of all. So the servant spirit, that's something that really is something we need to cultivate individually and corporately. Here, for example, we find that the Lord's giving us great grace to work with the local government. And one of the ways is this fellowship has participated with people like the Dream Center, others, to help serve people who are the most broken in this community, to be able to restore them and to help serve them, those who have survived a life of addiction or who are being recovering. We have tried to do what we could to the broken places. As we lay down our life in sacrifice, we find great presence, and the presence of the dove, the Holy Spirit. So, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, now the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So, if you want liberty to hover, we need to cultivate. Where the Holy Spirit comes, you'll find liberty. And you find other things too. You can fill in the blanks. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is healing. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is glory. And the Lamb is present. And where the Lamb is, where people cultivate this heart of a lamb, the dove descends and remains. So finally, how do you let the dove remain? We cultivate the characteristic of a lamb. And I find this is something that it's great for us in human relationship. For example, husbands need to know how to live with their wives. You cannot dominate. You cannot continuously have a spirit of anger. It says, Jesus gave all credit for his ministry. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. So the more the Holy Spirit is present in a life, in a ministry, the more it'll become Christ-like and Lamb-like. But therefore, we have to often, I'm such a fanatic in a sense for communion. It's such an important thing that we get to do every week, that I can come. And I come to the cross and supernaturally get therapy. So junk is removed. I need weekly junk removed from my spirit. And only the supernatural blood and body of the Lord. I'm real fanatic. I believe it helps maintain us physically, emotionally, spiritually, and for the dove to be able to remain over us. We need to make sure that we are free from anger, wrath, bitterness, jealousy, evil speaking, and malice. That's why cleansing, we cannot allow continuously. It has to be corrected. If there is continuous jealousies and bitterness and envy, the dove will fly away. That's why for revival, for blessing, for you to stay, you want to stay away from negative people. And I find that's why be careful how much you expose yourself and your spirit to for example, the regular media. And especially, I find, it's my personal perspective, if I don't even, for a long time now, regular, like, voices like CNN and others that continuously slandering our nation, slandering our leaders, and you know what they say. No wonder president says fake news. I don't blame him for getting frustrated that they always, when there is, you know, 99 items that we can be thankful for and one item that they can pick, usually try to chase to be negative about. You pick up a negative, they want you to pick up a negative spirit. And I have to really be careful. There are, make sure that, I mean, some that's harmless, but certain other junky, what do you watch on television? Certain things protect your spirit. Holy Spirit will tell you. I got, it's time for exposure, but I remember 2-3 years ago, there was a show called Criminal Minds. Remember? And it was very cleverly done, and it was about serial killers. And one day, I mean, I felt the Holy Spirit speak to me. He said, what are you doing? Each time you watch your show, I mean, it was for me. I'm not telling anyone else to do it. But for me, it says, I want to cultivate a tender spirit. He said, you can't afford to watch this. You are laying hands on people and praying for them. And you cannot pick up just be that atmosphere. Now, when I saw it, he just put a small little mirror and let me turn it around. I was horrified at what junk I was exposing myself to. I'm just letting you know I repented. And since then, I did not watch one of them. Now, they may mean well, and I don't want to say that they are evil and all that, but protect your spirit. What are you? Your heart is like a sensitive antenna, and God wants to give you often, if you keep that heart clean, He'll give you words of knowledge that are powerful. He'll give you prophetic words. And often, Bonnie and I are sitting in restaurants, and he will show us certain things. I remember some years ago, I did a seminar for pastors in many years ago up near Ohio. And there were more than 1,500 pastors. And I did a session for them, long one, 2 sessions in the morning on the word of knowledge and how God speaks to us. And then I blessed them, prayed for most of them. Then we dispersed for a late lunch. And we all have, I mean, several, about 150 ended up in this big diner. And I was seeing what those guys were doing. And they were so much into their pastor thing and their conversation and into themselves. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And my attention went on to one of these waitresses. And as I focused what the Lord was speaking, I mean, I was amazed what He was telling me. And I waited if there would someone would speak to that waitress. But none of those pastors that were there, they were so much into themselves. And at the end, after they went away, I asked the waitress to come and say, come over here, honey. I felt like the Lord showed me that you have a 5-year-old son, and he's in the hospital. And they say he's very serious. The Lord tells me to not to worry that this thing is going to be resolved. And she started weeping and crying. And she said, just so that she knew I wasn't making any moves on her. I'm a pastor. That's how I began, and I have a word for you. But I would have come to your church. I said, I'm not in this state, but know that the Lord is going to heal your son. But he could, because I was able to kind of protect myself, protect your atmosphere as we walk. It's as we are led by the Spirit of God. Well, how can he lead if we harden our hearts and with too much junk? And the thing that I found for me, I cannot hang out around bitterness and anger and jealousy, all of those kind of things. It's yuck. And the dove will fly away. The Holy Spirit does not want to hang around anger and cursing and continuous kind of junk. So I want to cultivate. So, by the way, praying in the Spirit will really, really help you set aside the time so that you can remain soft. And it is not just so that you become a softy, but the more you hang around that atmosphere of tenderness and softness and love and all of that, it'll make you where you become be able to receive signals. And sometimes the Lord will supernaturally, give you words of knowledge. He'll give you, there are times where he'll give you names of people and their children's names. It can go wow, because the Holy Spirit wants to make you an instrument of love and anointing and prophetic and miracles. Glory to God. How many of you would like to be used by God in the word of knowledge and prophetic and all that? Amen. And stand up. Let's stand up. Father, thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. All right. Raise your hands if you want to be used in the gift, word of knowledge, all of that, which hearing from the Holy Spirit, then being led by the Spirit. Lord, thank you. Say, Father, thank you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your ministry. Your word says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Lord, I want to be led by the Spirit. I repent any reservoir of bitterness, anger, jealousy, evil speaking. I renounce that. Lord, fill me with your love, with your meekness. Give me a servant's heart, Lord. Give me a servant's ear, Lord. Thank you. Pour your kindness, your forgiveness in my heart, Lord. Use me, an instrument of love, of the prophetic, of giving words of knowledge, words of wisdom. Cleanse me, Lord. Thank you. Holy Spirit, I yield myself to be led by the Spirit of God. I say, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, in Jesus' name. Fill me, Lord. Baptize me afresh in the Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to pray in the Spirit even more. Thank you. Put a spirit of the Lamb in me. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Now just pray in the spirit for a moment. Thank you, Lord. Use these, your sons and daughters, Lord, in the gifts of the Spirit. Use them in the prophetic. May they hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. May we be gifts of love and tenderness. Flow like a wonderful, loving river through us, Lord. Pray a little more. Just a little more. Give breakthroughs. Miracle glory descend on each one of us, Lord. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Thank you, Lord. We want to be led by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.